Blog Talk Radio.
Why do I do things I hate? Why do I say things that I shouldn't say when I know better? Yeah, I could love better. Some days I take it too far. Sometimes the world gets the best of my heart. I know who I am. Till I forget just who I am. When I find myself again, standing knee deep in my sin, you chase me down when I don't deserve it. You show me love, you don't make me earn it. I make a mess and I just start running, hoping you won't know. Oh, when I'm lost and I'm low in a place that I think you won't go, you chase me down. You chase me down. Sometimes I can't believe love looks like. You chase me down when I don't deserve it. You show me love, you don't make me down when I don't deserve it. You show me love, you don't make
Good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I want to welcome each and every one and just say I'm so glad that you're here with me tonight. I hope you've had a wonderful week and a beautiful weekend and maybe got to spend time with your loved ones or just doing things that you really enjoy doing and that you feel rested and ready to hear the Word of God tonight. God bless you guys. I'm going to do my sound check. It seems like everything's good on my end this evening, but let me see here. Jennifer, how are we doing tonight on sound?
Oh, we are doing great, Jeannie.
Good.
Great.
Good. Okay. I'm going to leave you open then, just in case. So you might want to mute yourself unless you need to holler at me. Okay. Thank you, girl.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start out tonight with Romans 6:6. It says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, Jesus, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. I'm going to talk about something that's fairly sobering tonight, but I feel led to do it. I feel like the Lord wants me to do it. And I have personal experience in these areas. So anyhow, here we go. It says in James 4:17, it says, to him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Now, I'm not going to spend all of this time talking about sin. This is more talking about Christians, people that want to kind of have one foot in the and one foot in the world and one foot in the church, so to speak. We see people, or I've seen so many people that they were, and this is going to be particularly people that are spirit-filled and are mature in the body of Christ, people that that have some knowledge and understanding. You know, I see people that they kind of want to play with God and they kind of want to play with the devil, and we can't do that. God's not playing, and I assure you the devil is not playing. When we accept Christ and we dedicate our lives to him, God is so merciful, and he is so full of grace that his mercies are new every morning. And God is so loving, and just like with little children, he gives us time to grow and learn. He's always pursuing us. He's always encouraging us to grow in him. And it's not that God is a harsh God and that, okay, you made a mistake, so I'm fixing to throw you to the devil. No, it's not that way. But our obedience is very much tied to our protection, and it's not. And I've touched on this with you guys before, but I felt like I needed to delve a little deeper into it, that it's our obedience is more about us stepping out from under the covering of the Lord, us giving the devil a legal right, you know, a legal entry into our lives to attack us, to take us out before our time, to bring sickness, to bring poverty, any number of things where the enemy can hinder us. You know, and I don't totally know how, and I know the ones of us that have been in prophetic meetings a lot of our life, and to be honest, I've been around prophetic people most of my life, have been in prophetic meetings, so I mean, there have been prophetic words spoken over my life even when I was a child. So, but the enemy seems to have some knowledge of the anointing on our life and the call of God on our life. And whether it's, to me, and I'll just say this is my opinion, it seems to me that the stronger the call of God on your life, the more anointing that's in your life, that the more attack you get. Not to scare anyone, but it just seems like, you know, the bigger threat we are to the enemy, the more he's going to want to sidetrack us, whether it's to just get us into sin, to get us to not pursue the things of God, or whether it's actually to do bodily harm to us, or to just remove us altogether. You know, and I know, you know, there are many people, I hear them say, oh, you won't go before it's your time. I'm sorry, that is just not true. That is absolutely not true. There are people that leave this world before their time, before God would have them go, because they opened to the door to the enemy and they were taken out. Now, I can say I have seen that. I've had it happen in my own family. I have seen it in others' lives. That God had a destiny and a plan for people and had dealt with them on things to you know, God is so good to, you know, to keep encouraging us and keep helping us and to keep trying to get us to make the right choices. But I've seen people that God had purpose for their life, had destiny, and kept dealing with them and dealing with them and dealing with them to make the right choice and to follow him and to do what he was encouraging them to do. And I'm not talking about baby Christians. I'm talking about people that were spirit-filled, that heard the voice of the Lord, that you know, that were grown enough in the Lord, mature enough in the Lord to know and understand that the Lord was directing their steps or trying to, and ended up taken out before they got to complete their journey, before they got to complete their purpose. You know, and people need to understand that it's not about going to hell. You know, I hear people all the time, they say, well, I'm not going to go to hell because I drink some wine now and then, or I'm not going to go to hell because I gamble once in a while, or whatever the case. And I'm not saying anybody is. Now, for me personally, and I was raised this way, I don't drink whatsoever alcohol. I've never been a drinker. I've never touched drugs in my life. And for me personally, it was like, it's like, no. And I realize the Bible says that, you know, a little wine is good for the stomach. You know, there's other things that are good for the stomach. For me personally, I'm not touching it. I don't want to do anything. Well, one thing, I have no attraction to it, but I don't want to do anything that would hinder me in any way like that. There's just no attraction there to it. But, you know, it's not about, to me, the ones that I hear, you know, say things like that, well, you know, I'm not going to go to hell because I smoke, or I'm not this. It's not about going to hell. If you're saved, if you're born again, you're going to heaven. But it's about living your best life while you're here on this earth, you know. And I know y'all feel the same as me. I want a good life. I want to walk in health. I want to have provision, all the provision that I need. I want to walk in happiness and joy and love. And I want to enjoy life and be productive for the Lord. But, I want to have a good life. And I want to live out the life, the days that the Lord has appointed unto me, you know, to complete the things that God has called me to do. And I don't want to do anything that lessens the quality of that life. You know, some things can be as simple, and I'm working on this now, but can be as simple as the Lord telling people to eat right, because there are natural consequences to eating wrong. You know, people have been healed of heart problems and then turn around and go right back to eating wrong or smoking and things that affects their heart and end up sick again because they didn't obey the Lord. That reminds me, he was my brother-in-law. It was my sister's husband. Of course, she's in heaven now. My brother-in-law, one time, he had had two heart attacks before. Now, he smoked on and off. He'd smoke, then he'd quit, then he'd smoke, then he'd quit, and things like that, and didn't eat good. He had already had, I can't remember if he'd had one heart attack or two heart attacks, but I got a call one day. We had delivered a horse up towards the south of Fort Worth that day, got a call that he had had a heart attack, was at the hospital in Tyler. And so as we were coming back, we headed that way, excuse me, and went to the hospital, found a place to park, because the horse trailer was still hooked to the trailer. The horse trailer was still hooked to the truck. Found a place to park and walked to the hospital and went in, and he was in there, and they had done some work, some initial checking. And is, you know, they can check the enzymes in your blood that will show whether or not you've had a heart attack, and his showed that he had. And that he had a really high, his white count was super high. I can't remember what it was, but it was super high, like there was some kind of infection there too. And I remember he was in that holding area, you know, where they were monitoring him. And I remember going in, my husband's with me, and reached out and took him by the hand, and I prayed for him. And I felt the power of God. I felt the power of God go down my arm. And I asked Clark, I said, did you feel that? And he said, yeah, I did. We prayed for him, stayed with him, and then we went on home. The next morning they were going to have a catheterized, and they check, they run the dye through your heart to see where there's a blockage, and they put in stents or whatever. Anyhow, I can't remember. I think it was the next morning they were going to do that. They were trying to get some things under control that night. And he was perfectly awake. He wasn't, like, incoherent or anything. The next morning when they checked him, his blood count was normal. They went ahead and did the check, you know, the running the dye through, checking his heart and everything, and took him into surgery. And there was no blockages anywhere. They didn't find anything. It was like, praise God, praise God. God was so good. You know, the the flip side is later on he went back to smoking again and things like that. And of course, when my sister passed away, then he later remarried, and I'm no longer around him, not really a part of his life, so I don't know how he's doing. But, you know, it's just so important when God does things in our life to try to walk uprightly before him. And I got a little sidetracked there, but as I said that, I got to thinking about that. You know, it says in 1 Peter 5:8, it says, the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, as I said a while ago, I don't know how in everybody's case, but the enemy does seem to have some knowledge of the anointing on of our life. Maybe he can see it. Maybe he can sense it. I don't know. If you receive prophetic words, certainly he can hear the prophetic words just as we can, even though he's not, he can't be in every place at every time. But, you know, there are demons. But they, you know, the demonic hears those prophetic words just like we do. And they're always trying to hinder, to stop, to sidetrack. But so many, I do not think, realize that when there are things in their life that God is dealing with them about, that it's really important to answer that call of God and to step forward and say, God, help me. God, help me. Take communion, concern it, but be serious with the Lord. You know, we all have some knowledge. We may not always realize everything that needs to be cleaned up in our lives, but we all have an understanding of right and wrong. I mean, most of us are raised knowing what's right and wrong. Some may, you know, some may be more than others. But God is trying to bring us to our best life. He says, I came to give you life and life more abundant. He says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He says, we're growing in God as we're learning, we're understanding, we're comprehending, we're obeying the Lord, we're walking in that knowledge. Then health comes. Provision comes. You know, I, as the Lord, it's like, Lord, I mean, as I took communion before the show, I was like, God, teach me how to be a good steward of finances, how to be wise with finances, Lord, and how to walk in abundance. God has the key to all of that. Number one, you have to sow. You have to sow. You know, it says, give and it shall be given, pressed down, good measure, and overflowing. So, you know, I'm a 1,000% believer in tithing, in giving offerings, of giving of ourselves. But, you know, if for people that might really be in need, so if you're not in need, so that pleases God. It's obedience to his word, but give and it shall be given. You know, if you're needing friendship, give friendship. If you're needing provision, sow into the kingdom of God. You know, if we're needing health, we sow by eating right, by getting some exercise. That's a rule, just a rule, you know, law in the kingdom is give and it shall be given. So reap what we sow. It says in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. I think that when I read that, it goes back to the more we learn, the more comprehension, the more we grow in God, then the more he expects us to walk in obedience. You know, if we're going to church every time the door is open, you know, singing in the choir, maybe even teaching Sunday school, but yet, you know, we're gossiping on the phone, we're bad-mouthing our neighbors, we're cheating on our taxes, you know, swindling people when we buy or sell things, you know, that sort of thing. We know better. We know better. You know, everything in life we're doing, it matters. It matters. You know, and it's more serious. You know, I don't ever want to scare anyone. That's not at all, ever. But it is a serious thing. It's a serious thing. You know, I have never told this, I don't guess, I don't know, or I've never said it, I don't guess. But, you know, for 20 years, y'all know this part, for 20 years, I went through really bad health problems that really had to do with breathing and things like that. It was not a sickness. It was a spirit of infirmity. And I battled with that for 20 years because I opened the door to the enemy when I was young. Things that growing up a Christian and then, well, you know, and then backsliding or whatever, however you want to call it, getting away from the Lord, you know, as a teenager and things like that. But I have no doubt I opened the door to the enemy and the enemy was able to afflict me. And I spent 20 years in sickness. God changing my heart. Now through that, God used it and he grew me. And he taught me. And he purified me. And I would get words, you know, because I was going to church through nearly all of that. I mean, I was going to church. Now, not, you know, I went through a few years that I did not go to church. A lot of that was due to job early on. When I was married to my first husband for 3 years, I did not go to church. He was not a Christian. Matter of fact, he was pretty evil. But when my husband and I first got married, I was working Sunday mornings and working Wednesday nights. And we didn't have a home church. We didn't go to church. But then the Lord called me. One night when I went to bed, the Lord just very boldly told me, he said, it's time to get back into church. And he told me where to go. But, you know, when there's an anointing on you, an anointing on your family, I've seen the enemy really attack families, really attack our family in a lot of ways. But there was a real strong anointing on my mother, a real strong anointing on my sister, anointing that ran through the family. And the enemy really targets. I mean, he really targets. And like I said, I've seen others that have beautiful calls of God on their life. And God's so merciful. You know, those in ministry that had churches and would get off course. And God in his mercy would say, okay, you've gotten off course here. I want to relocate you and let's start over. But let's do it my way. And them not do it and end up losing the church. One of them end up going home to the Lord when that wasn't God's plan. You know, and you may have loved ones or friends that, you know, are Christians, go to church or play at church, and yet they're still delving and battling in other things. Maybe drugs, alcohol, running around on their husband or wife, things like that, that they know better, that yes, pray with them. Yes, stand with them. Yes, God has mercy. When we're trying, he knows that. God is merciful. He understands that. And when we're trying and we're taking communion, God is right there to deliver us and help us. But for the ones that are thinking, oh, God's merciful and God loves me anyhow, and well, I can't be perfect, I'm not Jesus, don't play. Don't play. It's not worth it. The price is too great. And it doesn't have to be things like robbing a bank or murdering people or beating up old ladies and stealing their Social Security money. It can be things that we think are not that big a deal. Just attitudes, being judgmental towards people, scheming against others. Any number of things, that anything that the Lord, that your heart is pricked about, that Holy Spirit is pricking your heart and saying, you need to stop this. You need to turn around from this. Do it. Do it. Listen to God. Listen to Holy Spirit. I remember just a few years ago, it was during the time that I was in, in legal proceedings with my brother over inheritance, which really was just trying to get the paperwork, not contesting anything, just trying to get the paperwork where I could see what really had been going on. I went to a funeral, and my oldest brother's ex-wife was there when they were married. I had been very close with her, really loved her. Then later they divorced, and she remarried, and not around her anymore. Of course, we live a long ways from them now. But anyway, I was at a funeral, and I think she had mentioned my brother, not the one she had been married to, but the one that had the legal case going with. And I made a comment about him. Now, what I said was it wasn't something ugly. It was a true comment, or in my opinion, it was true. But Holy Spirit caught me right then and said, "You be quiet. You be quiet. You keep your mouth shut." And I shut up. It was like, ooh, excuse me. I repented right then. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. God wanted me to not say anything. Holy Spirit, it was a hush up like that. And I shut up and asked God's forgiveness. And sometimes we'll think because something is true that it's okay to say it. But that's not always the case. One thing we can always be safe in is keeping our mouth shut unless God point blank says, speak. Even when it comes to the prophetic and discerning things, if God doesn't tell you to say it, there's been things the Lord has shown me concerning people. But if he didn't tell me to say it, I can't say anything. For one thing, at times it might not be received, but it might cause more problems. But just because the Lord shows you something does not mean you're to blurt it out, and particularly not in the company of other people, much less that person. You have to have the wisdom of God in that. It's growing and learning. Like I said, to whom much is given, much is required. The more we mature in the Lord, the more he expects of us, the more obedience. The more he expects us to comprehend what he's trying to do in our lives and what he wants done. The gifts and the callings that are in our lives, they're for other people. We reap the benefit of them, absolutely. But those gifts that God puts in our lives, they're to help other people. They're not for us to feel blowed up about or prideful or anything else. It's to help other people. I used to hear, when we went to the dive, I used to hear Aquila Wilkins, she was Aquila Nashlighter. She would say, and it's so very true, she said, "Salvation is free, but the anointing will cost you everything." And I have found that to be very true. It really is. Learning the word, walking uprightly before God, being willing. I said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But being willing to turn loose of things, to walk away from things, to break bad habits, to change the way we think, to change the way we talk. I hear people that are born again Christians, some even spirit filled, that will cuss like a sailor when they're not around other people. And it grieves my heart. It does. One thing, I don't like hearing it. But it grieves my heart because that's settling for less than what God has for us. And that sort of thing, any of that kind of stuff, it can ruin your testimony, and it can make people not receive you. This day and time, I see lots of Christians that drink alcohol. And I thought, there are some out there that are not born again that would see that and think, well, they're no different than me. I said, I'm not really going to get on that rabbit trail, but, you know, it's all things to consider and think about. Anyhow, I'm going to wrap this up. I heard there was a prophet from Oklahoma that he had a saying one time, and I just loved it. He said, if you don't know who you are, you'll act like someone you are not. And that's so true. We have got to remember that we are the body of Christ. We belong to the Lord. And we are representative of him in the earth. We're his children. We want to do it well. We want to do it well. And be blessed. And live a good life. And complete all that God has for us to do. Amen. Amen. I'm going to play one more song and then I'm going to start taking callers.
But Christ lives within me. His
Amen. We were crucified with Christ. All right, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for teaching us and helping us, Lord, for your mercy and your grace towards us. Father, help us to mature in you, to walk in obedience, to be blessed, Lord, to complete the journey that you have for us, Lord, the calling, the gifts, the all of the precious things that you have planned for us, Lord, that we would walk free of hindrance, Lord, particularly anything of our own doing. But Lord, we just thank you for grace. God, that you are our strength and our shield. And Lord, we look to you for every part of victory and success in our lives. Lord, you're our everything. We cannot thank you enough. And Lord, I cannot thank you enough, Lord, for all the help, the deliverance, the victories, the healings that you've done in my life. And Lord, I know that you've done in the lives of these others. Lord, we are yours. We belong to you. And Lord, that's the greatest joy we can have in life is belonging to you. So Lord, I just thank you. Lord, help us to hear and to receive, Lord, for what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Jennifer, are you open?
I am.
Hi, girl. How you doing today?
Hey.
And have you had a good day?
It's been a wonderful day. It has been very blessed. Very blessed. God is good.
He is, okay. For sure. He is. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the journey, Lord, that you have had her on. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have taught her, Lord, that you have been training her, Lord, you have been expanding her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the plans you have for her, Lord, the people that she is going to help. Lord, I thank you, Father, for building the confidence in her heart that you have been building. Lord, the confidence in you, the confidence even in her ability to hear you and to walk in obedience, Lord. Lord, that you have built a confidence in her, Lord, that she is your child and that she can walk in victory, that she is an overcomer through Christ. Jennifer, I see you like standing on the side of a mountain, and it's rocky to some degree. There's foliage too, but I see it kind of rocky. And I see you, you're a good ways up this mountain, but I see you reaching down and people that are below you, I see you reaching and taking them by the hand and helping them to come up, helping them to come up higher, helping them to climb the rocks where you have scaled and gone higher. I see you reaching and helping others and encouraging others that they too can come up higher, that they too can reach the mountaintop. Father, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for using Jennifer in so many ways, God, that she is going to help strengthen, encourage, Lord, that she's going to be your arm extended, your hand extended, that she is going to be a helping hand to others. Lord, that she is going to, even the battles and that she has endured, the victories that she has won, Lord, are going to be a strength to others. Lord, that she is going to help others, even those that have gone through similar things, Father, to gain the victory, Lord, as they go up. But Lord, that she is not only going to climb to the pinnacle herself, she's not only going to reach the top of the mountain herself, but she's going to help others around her, Lord, also to scale those mountains and to come into victory in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the blessing she is. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a new joy to Jennifer's life. A new joy and a new perspective. Lord, a new view. Lord, as we have a new view, a different view from the mountaintop. Lord, that she'll be able to look back at so many things and see what it accomplished, that she'll be able to look back, Lord, and say, if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't be where I am today. Lord, and I thank you for regrets washing away off of her life, washing away out of her heart and out of her mind, places where she thinks she failed, places where she felt that she came up short. And Lord, I thank you for a new thankfulness in her heart, Lord, of seeing the results of the battles and seeing the accomplishments and the things that were accomplished, the things that were that came forth out of the battles that she walked, out of those hard places that she went. Father, I just thank you for it, and I thank you for Jennifer's life, Lord, and the blessing that she is and the blessing she's going to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow.
Praise God.
Praise God. Yes, praise God. God, I love visuals, and that was such a powerful visual for me. Well,
yeah, I'm a very visual person, too, and the Lord has always dealt with me a whole lot that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is definitely one I'll be meditating on.
Was there anything you wanted to share tonight or anything on your heart?
God is just good, and I am just so desperate for just an increase of his presence in my life and less of me, more of him, really, just so that he may be glorified in and through me, cry of my heart.
And he does. He does. And you've got so much more ahead of you, sweetie. There's just so much more that the Lord is going to do. Absolutely.
I'm still in this place and circumstances, and, you know, sometimes it's easy to get weary, but I know he's working all things out for my good. But, I mean, it's been a long journey. A long journey, and I'm ready for a move in my life. So,
amen. That new perspective, right? New blessings, new things. You guys have got so much new ahead of you. I mean, you've got so much new ahead of you. I can't wait to start to hear it when you guys start moving into it.
I'm looking forward to it.
That'll be so fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything special you want prayer about, hon?
No. I'll let you go on and bless others. Bless others. So I'm so grateful for you, and I just am so grateful for God and his goodness and loving kindness, his blessings, his favor, and his mercy and grace. Really, mercy and grace, because I feel like, you know, I do, you know, it is hard for me when I fail him to let go, and, you know, I seem to focus on my failures in that area, and I know he's, you know, by me, yeah, mercy and grace is one of those things that I'm starting to really grasp, but that I still need.
Amen.
Forgive myself, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just so grateful.
That's a hard thing.
I just bless you.
I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Forgiving ourselves is a hard thing. It's easier to forgive other people than it is to forgive ourselves. And that's something I've battled with for years. And I still, at times, I have to catch myself, you know, because we're we know our own failures, our own shortcomings more than anybody, and you know, when we have a heart to want to do right, it can be easy to condemn ourselves, and we can be harder on ourselves than anyone else, and we have to extend forgiveness to ourselves and grace to ourselves, mm-hmm. just like we do to other people.
Right. I mean, I can extend lots of mercy and grace for others, but when it comes to me, I'm really hard on myself. So, yeah. But I bless you, and I thank you, and I just praise God, and I thank him. I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for the beautiful visual, and Lord, for your promises and provision and protection. And, yeah, God is good.
He is.
Thank you.
He absolutely is. You're welcome, hon. You're most welcome, and you have a blessed week.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Oops. All right, 502-548. I believe this is Greg.
You believe right, Miss Jeannie.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm really good. How are you?
I am all right. I am doing just fine. So let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Greg, and Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for taking the mountain. Greg, I see you like planting that flag on top of the mountain, And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using him. Greg, I sense that, I don't know if you still sing, you still do music, but I sense the Lord using your music again. If you're not still in it, but I sense the Lord using your music in the future. In whatever way that is, I just personally, I think you and Jennifer will probably do some music things together. That's just me. That's just my opinion. But God hasn't necessarily told me that, but I do sense the Lord using your music in the future. Whether if you're still doing it, then maybe it will just be a continuation of that or maybe a greater measure of it. But I sense the Lord using that. But Father, I just thank you for Greg. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the continuation of growth in his life, the continuation, Father, of favor and an extension of that, extending even into other areas, Lord, an extension of favor and grace. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the integrity that he has, Father. Lord, that you've called him, you have anointed him. Lord, you have prepared a way. Father, I thank you for the connections, Lord, even the connection to Jennifer, Lord, the connections that you have for him. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are his shield. You are his defender. You are his shield, Lord. Father, I just thank you that, Lord, no weapon formed against us can prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn, and that is our heritage in the Lord.
Amen.
And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you, Lord, that you are Greg's defender in every area. Father, I just thank you for blessing his children, blessing his family, blessing, Lord, everything that he puts his hands to. I'm not, Greg, it just seems like I'm kind of picking up something. The Lord says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and it doesn't mean like God's going to take somebody out that did us wrong. Sometimes it's, if there's things that something has, maybe somebody has accused us, somebody has blamed something on us, anything like that. I don't know where this is coming from, but that sometimes Lord God, like coming back, in truth being known, things being seen for what they really are, kind of like vindicating us in that sense, restoring our. Restoring our name, or restoring back so people see, no, this is, you know, where that maybe we have been bad-mouthed somewhere or something like that, but God coming back and him restoring so that people see, no, you know, that's not the case. Like restoring our good name or restoring back to us the truth. And like I said, I don't know where the that's coming from, but I'll stop with that. Go ahead.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Well, I have a pretty good idea.
Okay.
It seems as though I don't know who it is for sure. but it seems or certainly feels as though I have an antagonist or a saboteur. At work, just weird things that I am under a microscope that I do not deserve to be under. And I haven't figured out who's calling whose attention to it. It could be going one or two possibly ways. But somebody seems like they may be slightly out to, if not get me, but to discredit me or to make me diminish my value, diminish the appearance of my value to the company.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, so that's I can amazing. See how that would fit, Barry.
Yeah. It just kind of started kind of coming through, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, but you know, it was like, no, I just felt to speak it, you know, just like the scripture. So that's interesting. Well, God notices. I would say God is taking notice of that's what.
Oh, I know.
God restoring, like I would say, restoring your good name or restoring back to like what people have tried to take in that sense. So praise God. As the word says, you know, no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn, and that's our heritage in the Lord. So thank you, Lord, for that over Greg and in his case. And we just praise you and give you all the praise and glory, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's for everyone.
Amen. Yeah, it is.
Praise God. God has got your back.
I've heard that.
You are his child. He is a good father. God is a good father.
Yes,
he doesn't like people messing with his children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He loves his kids. Just like people in the natural love their kids and they'll fight for them, God loves his children. He don't like people messing with them. So praise the Lord. Interesting.
Amen.
Well, is there anything in particular you want prayer about?
Oh, evidently you've already got it.
Okay.
You've been on it. Yeah. No, it's you want. I'm with Jennifer this week. We're both up in North Carolina, and we're doing a bunch of stuff that's really cool and fun. And you ask for God's protection, and just you know, just like today, it was just a fun and beautiful day. And I took a week's vacation just to come out here and you know spend time.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's super cool. But other than that, no, I mean, it's good. It's, whatever God tells you. Yeah, hey, I will say this. Jennifer and I keep going back and forth about this. You've mentioned about seeing a 3-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
And we're just like, I wonder what that's about. So I don't know. If you ever get any clarity on that, feel free to share it.
I will. It was just, you know, that week it was like I kept seeing this little girl.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know what that was. Okay.
We don't, you know, until something else reveals, but we were just curious.
Yeah. Well, Lord, bless Jennifer and Greg's time this week. Lord, keep them safe. Lord, give them favor in every place they go. And Lord, let them just have a restful and joyful and memorable time, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. We love you.
I love you too, guys. All right. You have a great week. Y'all have fun.
You too. Thanks.
Uh-huh. At 205-202, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Julia Bay from Alabama.
Okay. You got a different number on me.
Yeah.
I have one.
I had to change my house number, and I couldn't keep the old one, so I got a new number. And I done lost my phone. I can't find my cell phone.
Oh, goodness. That's expensive. I've done that before.
It's in the house. I had a few minutes ago. I just can't figure out where I put it.
Well, if the battery had run down, sometimes you can call it.
Yeah,
it'll ring and you can find it. But if the battery's down, that doesn't work. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the treasure that she is, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the treasure of friends that you have given her. You might need to mute yourself. I'm getting a lot of feedback there, sweetie.
Hold on one second.
All right. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for those that you have put around her life, Lord, that that are a blessing to her and are like sisters in the spirit to her. I just see a group of ladies that are really just such a blessing, that are very much like the Lord put them in your life. Ladies there that hold your arms up and are just a treasure to you, that you're a treasure to them and they're a treasure to you. But I just see this group of ladies and that there are those that you can share with that are a blessing. I'm still getting a whole lot of feedback there.
Well, so this, hold on. Me.
Sound like rattling paper or something. But anyway, I just see this group of ladies that are just such a blessing in your life, and that you're a treasure to them, and you are a treasure to them, and that it's a God connection, and that they're there that you bring a lot of things to the table to them, and I see them bringing comfort into your lives, and that it being just very much a God connection and like a gift of the Lord to you, to have these people that are in your life. True friendships are a treasure. I mean, true friendships are such a blessing. Sometimes God connects us to groups, sometimes he does, and I have got to be a part of groups in the past. The Lord doesn't have me, he's at times had me pull away, doesn't have me in a group of any sort at this time. But I just see them being a real blessing in your life, and that being something that the Lord put there, that you're treasured and loved, and that those people are not just happenstance. It's not just something that's happened, that's something the Lord has put there. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Julia May, and Lord, for using her in this group and around other people. Father, I thank you, Lord, for providing for her in every way. Father, for handfuls on purpose. Lord, for blessings that are unexpected even, Lord, coming her way. Lord, delightful blessings, Lord, that will bring joy to her heart. But Father, I just thank you for protecting her and her family, Lord, for bringing health. I just keep hearing unexpected blessings. I'm hearing that again, unexpected blessings. So Father, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You still with me?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out how to mute the phone.
Oh, okay.
I said, there was a mute button on here somewhere. I was trying to find it.
Yeah. Well, is everything going good or anything you wanted?
I got sent home Thursday from work. I don't know what they said, the scar virus. So I'm home, and it's not that bad because I had both shots and both my booster, but I'm having postnatal drip so bad I never drained as much. Like every time it rains, it pulls out my nose. And I'm having a throat was real sore. So that's the worst part. My throat was so sore.
I thought sounded a little stuffy.
Yeah, I'm really not stuffy. It's just draining so bad. And when it drains like this, my voice changes. And, so a lot of time in the afternoon, about 6, it will. My nose was drained just a little bit, but like yesterday it drained because it rained yesterday morning and afternoon. It just drained and it's still draining. I can't even bend over. I've been there just like this. I have to stuff my nose half of the time.
Oh,
but other than that, jumper didn't have it, but I don't want to, I got it from somewhere. I don't know what happened, but I end up with it. I said, this is the first time I took a test and came positive. I said, this is my 6th test, Well, 7. This is the only one that paused. All the rest of them was negative over the term, since the virus. Yeah. So it's more like sinus. So,
Yeah, so it's not COVID. It's just a virus of some sort?
Well, they said the scar, something.
Huh,
I can't remember what they had. I know it's scar something, COVID. Scar 2, which they kind of revolved into the COVID. The scar probe been the one that came out first that they never come out, but it came out. And so I was looking it up, and they said the scar 2 then kind of evolved into, the COVID-19. So they, like I said, they kin folks. Was I had more symptoms like, you know, sinus, and that's why I thought it was. And my doctor gave me some antibiotics, so I took the last one today. And I tested Jennifer, she was naked. So but other than that, you know, I thank God it's not as bad as I you know, the other situation when I had it. Yeah, still praying for folks, like I said, it's still going around.
Most people I've heard have had this last one. It has been more like a bad cold with most people I've heard. Well, let's pray for you. Father, we just speak healing over Julia May. Father, we command those sinuses to clear up, Lord, to dry up and all that stuff to wash out of her body, to just drain out of her body. And, Father, we just speak the healing streams of God over her. Lord, your word says that by your stripes we were healed. And, Father, we thank you for just putting a hedge of protection around Jennifer, Lord, around the other family members that she's around. And, Lord, I speak strength to Julia May's immune system. Lord, that her voice will come back to normal. Lord, that if she's running any fever, that her temperature will be normal. But, Father, that aggravating sinus stuff, Lord, that it'll just clear up, that there'll be no complications of any sort, Lord, and that this stuff has to go in Jesus' mighty name. And healing come forth. Healing come forth in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
That the enemy has no right. No right in her body. She's a born-again child of God. So, Lord, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the strength, for just boosting her immune system, Lord, and it coming about speedily in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you were talking about unexpected blessing. I went to the grocery store a while ago. I just ran in and ran back out because my days of quarantine is over. And my wallet fell out of my purse, and I was in there trying to find it. I said, Lord, and I hope I ain't dropped it nowhere. And then the Lord blessed the lady. Said, I said, what? And I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about. I'm trying to run to the car because I'm parked in front. She said, don't worry about it. I got it. I said, huh? She said, I paid for it. I said, well, God bless you. Thank you.
Oh,
jump out.
Sweet.
She said, you jump a little legs all wrapped up looking back. And she said, that's what we need, so help. I said, thank you. Because I was trying to run to the car real quick, and I was looking through some old mail, and I found a birthday card. And Lord, I found $200. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. I think I'm on a roll today.
Praise the Lord.
And some of my unexpected blessings. I don't know who gave it to me. And I looked and I said, oh, this is an old car. And because I still got them out since February. And I looked and saw the big two and I said, woo, thank you. I said, it's been there since February. I don't know who gave it to me. They put
their
name
on
that
mail.
Yeah, I've been trying to really look at this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I heard
okay,
that, and then in a second I heard it again, and it was like, okay, God wants to say that again. So, well, I just believe it's not over with, that's just the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
That's me. Well, girl, you have a good week and rest up and get healed up, and I just believe God's going to do it quickly in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, he will.
And you have a great week.
Okay, God continue to bless you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Well, bye-bye.
Let me get a little drink of water right quick. All right, 903-918. How is Miss Michelle tonight?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Anything special going on that you wanted to talk about or anything on your heart tonight?
No, ma'am. Not tonight.
Okay. Pray, Father, I thank you for Michelle. And, Lord, I thank you, Father. I just immediately hear Michelle chosen. The word says that many are called, but few are chosen. But the chosen is because the ones that answer the call. They answer the call. And they say yes to God, and they step forward in that. God has chosen you. He has chosen you. And with a beautiful vision, a beautiful calling upon your life. Father, I thank you, God, that you have even called Michelle as a protector. One, Lord, to pray protection over others. Michelle, even a lot of that message that I gave tonight, there may be people in your life, around your life, that even you would need to share similar messages with. that people will be honest with God, will be serious with God, and not want to have one foot in the church and one foot in the world, so to speak. And that doesn't literally mean the church, certainly. It's just serving God, but being serious with God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for protecting Michelle in every way, Lord, just surrounding her with your love, surrounding her with the angels, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for giving her wisdom and understanding, Lord, helping her to perceive and to recognize, Lord, traps of the enemy in any way. Father, to see and recognize your blessings and your leading also in her life. Father, I just thank you for a sensitivity in her life to hear your voice and to hear it clearly. Lord, and to be quick to obey, quick to run to you, Lord, that when she's not sure about things, Lord, that she be quick to run to you with questions. Lord, quick to run to you and inquire of the Lord. We saw that in the Bible so many times where when they needed wisdom, the kings would need wisdom, the prophets, the people that said that they would inquire of the Lord. And I say to you, inquire of the Lord. Inquire of the Lord. God will lead you. He will direct you. He will direct you not only in your life. He will help you to know how to speak into the lives of others, how to not only pray into their lives, which I know you do, but to speak into their lives with wisdom, so that it's received, so that it's palatable to people. You know, it's real easy to speak the blessings and the good things into people's lives, but those more serious things aren't always palatable to people. They'll be like, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. You know, I don't want to hear the hard stuff, or I don't want to hear those things that may involve me giving up something or having to work harder at, you know, or just whatever. You know, everybody loves the blessings. We all do. I do too. You know, there is a price we pay. There is a cost in serving the Lord. There are things that, you know, we walk uprightly before him. So, Father, I just thank you for Michelle. And, Father, Lord, I thank you for the beautiful call and anointing that's on her life, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing reward to her. There is reward in obedience, Michelle. There's reward. God, you know, like I said, when we're saved, we belong to the Lord, we're going to heaven. But in the obedience and serving God and walking out those things he's called us to, there's reward, and God has reward for you. God has reward for you. You know, he rewards our obedience and just blessings. He brings good things into our life. He brings good things. So, Father, I just thank you for Michelle, and, Lord, I thank you for the wisdom and understanding. Lord, I thank you, Father, for answering her questions. And, Father, I thank you for using her in a mighty way, Lord, that she will pray prayers of protection over other people. And Lord, that she will even sit down and have those honest talks with people. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for revealing to her anything she needs to know concerning her own life. And, Lord, speaking to her, helping her to recognize your voice and understand it, so that we will hear a voice behind us that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, I thank you for writing the vision and making it plain. And Lord, that she will have peace in the journey. She'll have peace and joy in the journey. And Lord, that along her journey, she is going to help bring peace and comfort to others as well. Yes, she's going to, sometimes we have to love, we have to do the tough love thing and be honest with people. But there's also the peace and comfort, Michelle, that you're going to bring to others, that your love, your company to them. And I think there's those that's already happening. That's already happening. But you're going to bring peace and comfort into the lives of others, and the strength of the anointing in your prayers is going to make people feel safe. They're going to feel a safety from you. It's something about the anointing that's on your life and the prayers that you pray. It's going to make them feel safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. You praise. Said what I wanted to ask you to pray for me concerning. So praise God.
Okay. Amen. What was that?
So much of what you said, I was going to ask for prayer about wisdom and understanding and God just leading me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's always so wanting to lead us, you know. God's heart's always to lead us, and he's just looking for us to inquire, you know, to say, God, you know, he wants us to cry out to him to lead us and be willing and That's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, well, praise God.
Anything you're wanting to share tonight or anything on your heart?
No, not tonight. Praise God.
Okay. Well, sweetie, you have a blessed week then. Is there anything special you want to pray about before I go to the next one?
No. Like I said, you prayed about what I needed prayer for. So thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. Well, you have a great week, sweetie.
You too. Good night.
504-282. I think this is Nicole.
Yes, this is she.
Okay, wonderful. You might go ahead and put yourself on mute, hon, or I tell you what, I can mute you from here so that I can pray for you. And I'll go ahead and pray for you, and then I'll take you off mute. Father, I thank you for Nicole, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that I'm just hearing the word shield. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are our shield and buckler. Lord, our shield and buckler. I'm going to have to look up and see what buckler means. Let me look this up right quick. I think I know, but okay, it says a small round shield held by a handle or worn on the forearm. So I guess when the Lord says that he is our shield and buckler, that's kind of the same thing, that he is our shield. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are Nicole's shield. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you, by the same token, Lord, that you use and are going to use Nicole to shield others, Lord, to be one, and Michelle's was similar to this in a lot of ways, but Nicole, the Lord using you to pray prayers of protection and shield around others. And I also see you throwing out a lifeline, like you would see on boats, you know, how they throw out that little inner tube looking thing that has a rope tied to it. It's a lifeline, a life tube, whatever you call it. I see you like throwing out a lifeline to other people, like you would be in the boat and people in the water, people that are drifting, people that are drowning, people that need help. I see you throwing out a lifeline to them and pulling them in. That's beautiful. And I thank you that the Lord, God, has given you a heart to help others. God has given you a heart to want to protect others, to want to help save others, for others to have a good life, for others to walk in blessing and good things. And Father, I just thank you for Nicole, Lord, for that beautiful heart that you've given her. Lord, that she has a heart that is representative of the heart of Christ, a heart that loves deeply, a heart that cares and is concerned for others. Lord, that heart that's a nurturing heart, Lord, that's like the heart of a mother. And certainly, I heard your baby I assume that's your baby, that you may have children. But see, we can have spiritual children too. We can be a mother to those that are not our natural children. And I just see the Lord using you in that kindness, that care, that concern, of God using you so beautifully to care about others, to be to listen to others, to be one that when others need a listening ear, that you are one that will listen, that will sometimes people just need someone that cares enough to let them talk for a little bit. Someone that will sit down and not have to do all the talking, but will just take the time and listen. And I see you being a friend indeed in that way, that you are a good listener, that you will listen, and that you God will use you so beautifully in that way to be a listening ear to others and to give wise counsel and to pray over others. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blessings that come back into Nicole's life because of it. Just as I said earlier, give and it shall be given. As you give of yourself, as you hand out like the Lord, you give of yourself, you give out the love of God, the concern of God, the prayers, the just that genuineness, that it coming back to you, the blessings of the Lord coming back into your life, not only in love and things like that, but in material things as well. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for doing this. I thank you for blessing Nicole and using her very beautifully. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you're unmuted.
Amen. I received that word. Thank you so much for your prayers. But just spot on, you know, I don't know. Okay, babe. I'm actually a trained therapist in mental health, so you were
really
spot on in terms of listening. I just love helping people, and you know, especially when I see that they have heavy hearts or are in turmoil. You know, that's just something I've always been drawn to, even since I was young. So you know, I just followed along that path and went along with that career path, and you know, I just actually applied to a new job, so you know, I'm happy to get back into the profession. I've just been kind of been, you know, a mom full time,
sure,
which I've been enjoying. Yeah, so I'm just
That's
happy
awesome.
About and excited about God using my gifts again.
That's awesome. Well, is there anything in particular you want in prayer about, baby?
Yes, I think, you know, you were spot on, but I guess, you know, just a little bit more detailed about, you know, just God giving me the wisdom to just bring people to Christ. You know, like you said, that's just been on my heart, to bring people and those around me to Christ and love on them the way that, you know, he wants me to. And, you know, just give me wisdom and words to be able to bring people, you know, to Christ to get saved, for those who are not saved.
Sure. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Nicole, and I thank you, Lord, for broadening her tent, Lord, for widening her tent. Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart to serve you, her heart to please you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just directing her steps, directing her path, Lord. Even if there are path changes for her, Father, that she will know, she'll know that she knows, Lord, that when she also hears a voice behind her, this is the way walking in it, that she'll know that she is walking the path that you have chosen and have prepared for her. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you go before her, you make the crooked places straight, and that you prepare the hearts to receive. And, Father, I just thank you for, Lord, your word says that if we open our mouth, you will fill it. If we open our mouth, you will fill it. And so I thank you, Father, that she can trust your word. She can trust that as she submits to you, Lord, to be used by you, that when she opens her mouth, Lord, at your word, that you will fill her mouth with the right words to say at the right time. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you too, hon, and you have a blessed week.
You too. Have a blessed week.
240-482. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. Let me write this down right quick.
Hi.
How you been doing this week?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. It's been beautiful weather here. Well, let's pray for your Father. I thank you for Valerie. I hear the tie that binds, the tie that binds. I think that may be a song. I'm not sure. Father, I thank you, Lord. I'm going to Google it right quick. I think that is a song, but I don't know.
I've heard the phrase, but I don't know either.
Yep, I think it's a song. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the tie that binds. You know, the way I'm feeling it is just like the tie that binds is like love. Is that the love that binds? And I think I would sense this with your kids, with family. You know, you hear people say they say blood is thicker than water, that sort of thing. But I think that tie that binds, the love that binds hearts together. Sometimes we may feel concerned. We may feel worried that okay, you know, if things go on in life, they'll love me less. They won't love me as well. They'll love me less. Will I do anything, or will any of these situations cause them to separate from me emotionally, some cause their hearts to pull away? I don't. And the Lord, I just sense like that scripture: love never fails. Love never fails. Dear Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a comfort to Valerie's heart, Lord, that all of the turmoil that has tried to surround her life the last few years, Father, that in the midst of all of it, that she will have that peace and that comfort of knowing that love never fails, Lord, that your love for her never fails, and Lord, that the love that she has poured out to her children and in her family, Lord, that love's not going to fail. It's not going to fail, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for comforting her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, even in the night of speaking to Valerie, Lord, that like the songs of the Lord in her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for dreams from the Lord. Father, things that she'll have understanding, that she'll be able to read into the things that you're telling her, the things that you're showing her. Do you have, are you one that's prone to dreams?
I have had a few dreams that I knew the Lord was speaking to me through, like it was unmistakable. But it doesn't happen on a regular basis. And I would say it's been a while since I've had one.
Okay. You know, I dream every single night, but like dreams, God has used me in dreams a lot. I mean, he has worked with me a lot through dreams, but they come in seasons. As far as dreaming, I dream every night. I mean, I can go to sleep for 5 minutes and dream. But as far as dreams from the Lord, there'll be seasons that he may give me a lot of dreams, and then I may go for a year and not have any dreams for the Lord. Just have regular dreams, and you may find that you're the same way, that they'll come in seasons as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing dreams to Valerie, Father, dreams of comfort, dreams of direction, dreams of understanding. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just sharing with her heart, sharing in her heart, Lord, truths of God and truths of that things aren't always how they appear, that the way things, and even things people say, they're not always genuine from their heart. And that can be even when kids might speak out or, you know, people will say things that they don't mean at times. And I mean it, you know, people will say ugly things sometimes that they don't really mean, that's not really how they feel. Because people will be mm-hmm. led by emotions and things. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for comforting Valerie, Lord, for bringing that knowing, that mm-hmm. knowing that she knows, Lord, that you're with her and that you're for her, and, Lord, that you're that you have her surrounded, Lord, that you have her best interest at heart, and Lord, for defending her, and Lord, for protecting her kids. Father, I thank you, Lord, for you, the Spirit of God that hovers around her children. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I just sense the Spirit of God just hovering around them. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for new beginnings, new outlook. Father, for even new places. I don't know if you're doing any kind of job changing or anything right now. I don't know for sure that that's about job, but I just sense something new. Like when I said new places, it was kind of like it kind of rang within me like new places.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you're doing some kind of job search, job changing, something like that. I don't know. I'm not getting clarity on it, so I'm not going to guess. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for directing Valerie's steps.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, and that you are going before her, Father, and making the crooked places straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. So. Anything you wanted to share?
Yeah,
anything on the heart?
Well, you know, what you were praying about, like people saying things that they don't mean. I know I've had a few incidents like that where the kids might say things and you know, I've definitely had that happen where it's like, well, I know they don't mean what they're saying, but I still don't like what they're saying.
Right.
You know, it doesn't. You know, just to be reminded, it's like, you know, people can say things in the heat of anger and, you know, or the heat of the moment. And I was, you know, I've been thinking about, I've been thinking about looking for another job, but I've been a little hesitant, because of, you know, my situation. You know, I've got a great boss and, you know, I have a good rapport with him. And so I've got the flexibility that I need being a single mom and having the kids and all. So I'm a little reluctant to branch out, but at the same time, I'm thinking I would like to kind of been held back a little bit. I've been hesitant because of, you know, just the curveballs that life throws. It's like, well, maybe I should just stay put just for safety's sake. So, I need to pray about that.
I would pray for you, pray into that and let God lead you on that. He may have an upgrade for you. You know, I know sometimes, you know, fear of maybe not having as good a situation can cause us to pull back when maybe God's actually got a, like I said, an upgrade or promotion for us. So I would just pray into it at this point and see what you feel from the Lord.
Okay.
But
okay.
Like I said, I wasn't getting clarity on it, but I certainly was feeling something about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
You know, one of the things you prayed about making the crooked places straight, and, you know, I was just, one of the things I did want to ask for prayer for is that I do feel like the Lord is drawing me closer to him during this time and just feeling a greater sense of his presence. And I just want to keep moving forward and not allow the turmoil, the stress, and, you know, just everything that's going on to distract me from that. Like, I just, you know, I want to be able to just keep moving forward. So just that's my.
Sure. Yeah. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are directing Valerie's steps. And Lord, I thank you for her heart, Lord, to grow in you and to mature in you, Lord. And Lord, that her hearing being increased, Lord, that your word says that we have eyes to see and ears to hear. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for increasing her hearing, Lord, and Lord, giving her eyes to see and understand the things of the Spirit, Lord, that things are not always how they appear, but, Lord, that we have through the Spirit, Lord, that we are able to discern and have an understanding that goes beyond our natural sight. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers, Lord, for answering her questions, Lord, for opening her up to that next level. Father, I thank you, Lord, even for connecting her to those that would be like mentors, Lord, that groups for prayer and groups to even counsel with, Father, for connecting her to the people of God that you would have her to be connected with, even in her area, Father, for like a local body or a local group or local people, Lord, that she would be able to contact and call for prayer, Lord, those that where she can get even further learning and growth, and that would be a blessing to her life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for even connecting her in locally, Father, to those individuals that will be a blessing in her life, Lord, and to be a help to her. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jeannie. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. It's always good to hear from you. Well, you have a great week, and I will talk to you next
time. You
too. Time.
Okay. All right. Good night. Good.
Here's 717-217. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Anita calling from Pennsylvania.
Anita?
Yes.
Okay,
calling
great.
From Pennsylvania.
Yeah, all right. Well, good to hear from
How
you tonight,
you?
Anita. Thank you for holding so long, too. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Anita. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using her, Father, to point the way to others. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Anita in a way, Lord, that the places that she has grown to in the Lord, that, Lord, helping others. I just see you, Anita, like with signs, like those signs that say, you know, turn here, go this way. One way, to see you with like signs around, like you placing signs for others to help find their way in the Lord, and to help to speak in speaking wisdom into the lives of other people that are confused, that are trying to find their way, that are trying to understand. And I see the Lord using you to speak even the word of the Lord into their lives, not only speaking the word of the Bible into their lives, but speaking the word of the Lord into their lives, the prophetic word of the Lord. And I see God using you in counsel, like in just earthly wisdom even, you know, just what I would call natural wisdom, the things of God, but even in natural wisdom, I see God using you I don't know if you have done this in the past, but like a gift of counsel that would be on your life. So the word in the wise counsel of many, there is safety. I see the Lord using you in wise counsel, like a gift of counsel upon your life. See you speaking with others, talking with others, and being very accepted with others, that like you having favor with people being comfortable with you, and you having favor with them, because not everybody can just speak in everybody's life. Some people are a lot more received than others, and I see you as being received for being like people being able to digest the things that you speak with them. You know, you being received by people very easily, and people, you know, people liking you and being received by them so that they allow you to speak into their lives. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just giving Anita wisdom, Lord, giving her favor. Father, I thank you, Lord, for sharing in her own life, Lord, for bringing blessing and direction in her own life and her own questions and areas, Lord, that she would inquire of you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection about her life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for those loved ones that are on her heart, Lord, for reaching out and touching them, for those people that she loves, that she cares about, those that are dear in her life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for moving in their lives and, Lord, for answering her prayers there, Father. Lord, that the love that she has for them, Lord, it's because you loved them first and you loved her first, Lord, that your love your love, your great love, just permeating their lives, Lord, and bringing healing there, Lord, bringing physical healing, emotional healing, relational healing. And, Lord, we just say that love never fails, that love never fails, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for your peace and your unity, Lord, that it breaks down walls, Lord, that it destroys strife, Lord, where there's strife, there's ever evil work, but Lord, that your love overcomes. Love casteth out all fear. All fear of rejection, all fear of coming short. Like that fear of rejection and that sort of thing. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your love, for the love of Jesus. And we speak the love and peace of God over her home. And over loved ones and lives, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, wonderful, wonderful it is. I mean, your prayers were on point.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Praise God for that. Yes, I praise God.
Was there anything else you were wanting prayer about, sweetie?
Yeah, for my husband.
Okay.
For directions in his life.
Okay. Father, I thank you for Anita's husband, Lord. And we just, Lord, we speak not only health and healing over him, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all confusion to go, Lord, that he hear your word clearly, that he hear your direction clearly, Lord. And Father, that he would be able to tune out all of the other distractions and voices, Lord, even where his own mind would second guess this and that and the what ifs. And Lord, because we do that to ourselves sometimes. We'll try to play every scenario through our mind when we're trying to make decisions, and it can really honestly bring confusion. So Father, I just speak a quietness to his mind and his heart, Father, that he be able, Lord, to just hear you and hear you clearly, Lord, that all the other thoughts and voices and the distractions, Lord, that those things be quieted. And, Lord, that you give him a peace of God, because, Lord, your word says the peace of God is our guide. That when we feel that peace of God on something, is like, this is the way I go. This is the Lord in me, because there will be a peace with it. And those things where we feel a turmoil, we feel kind of a depredation or something like that, we have an anxiety about it, that's not the way to go. We go with where the peace of God is guiding us. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the peace of God guiding Anita's husband, Lord, and Lord, opening the path for him, and, Lord, giving him, causing him to see, Lord, just light up to him. Those things that are your leading, are your guiding, and your direction for them. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a beautiful week too, hon. And God bless you, and God bless your home. And I will talk to you next time.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Good night. All right, that is everybody tonight. We actually got through everyone, and I'm not past my time. So God bless each and every one. I love you, and God loves you. Amen and good night.